Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Jackie, darling, thank you for the call.
Well, I am delighted to be calling you today, Brian.
It's wonderful to be chatting with you here on Berg Vivant, and I have to tell you, you've called it a wonderful time. I am sitting here relaxing in the Berg Vivant studio, in my tuxedo, by the way, enjoying a Jackie Collins, the drink that was designed for you by Wolfgang Puck.
Oh, that is the most delicious drink.
So we are
vodka and raspberries and lemonade and club soda and ice and lime, and you shake it all up and you've got yourself a treat.
And I am enjoying it. But I have to tell you, I think I have a little bit of a buzz on the Jackie right
now.
But it's divine. It's absolutely divine.
Oh, not bad.
And let's catch up on you just a bit for a moment. 29, author of 29 New York Times best-selling novels, which is no small feat, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Such titles as Married Lovers and my personal favorite, The Bitch, by the way.
Oh, what about Poor Little Bitch Girl?
Oh, another one. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You know, I have the film of The Bitch. With,
oh, you do?
Some gal named Joan Collins. I don't know who she is.
You may have heard of her.
I don't know.
Actually, The Stud is a much better movie than The Bitch.
Oh.
Because The Bitch is kind of a sequel to The Stud, and I didn't write it, but I wrote the Stud screenplay. And if you want to see Joan naked, then buy yourself a DVD of The Stud.
Well, I'm sold right there. You know, but I love The Bitch. I play it at cocktail parties. I thought
you'd
get a kick out of that. Yes.
Oh,
and then
my
I'll be
God.
Drinking Jackie Collins and watching The Bitch and
The
Stud.
Oh, that's so funny. The Jackie Collins, which you, of course, can find in the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook.
Indeed. And listen, anybody that opens their cookbook with a cocktail recipe, you know, has got my vote right there, let me tell you.
Well, you know, I wanted to make it a book that was, I call it delicious and decadent, because if you're on a diet, forget about it.
Well, you know, that's good to be honest like that up front. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, when I first heard that Jackie Collins was doing a cookbook, given the reputation of, you know, some of your novels, I thought to myself, you know, I'm expecting, you know, maybe recipes for the use of whipped cream outside of the kitchen, if you catch my drift, you know. But this book is delightful. It really is.
Well, the recipes are so delicious, I have to tell you. You have to try the Sant'Angelo salmon with red miso and, you know, brown sugar. I don't believe in using anything fake, you know. Faking is not for me.
You are all about the truth, and, you know, I think that carries through in your novels. In fact, I believe it at one point is that the truth is actually stranger than fiction.
Yeah, I've said that many times, because it's true. When you look at what is happening in the world, I mean, if I rode a plane that set off and vanished into thin air, would anybody believe me with 250 people aboard? They would not believe that that could happen, and yet it just happened in our lifetime, didn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Very sad. But onto a more cheerful note, I love writing about what I see, and I live in Hollywood, and I see all kinds of things, as you can imagine.
Yes. We could talk for hours.
I have no doubt about that,
over at Jackie Collins or three.
Exactly.
But the cookbook is delightful, and I have to, you know, it's packed with wonderful photos of you and all of your delightful friends and acquaintances of the Hollywood set. Do you yourself entertain?
I do, yeah, and all those photos were taken when I was entertaining, yeah. I mean, everybody from Sidney Poitier to Denise Richards to Suzanne Summers, they're all in there. And I love entertaining. I love people to come to my house, and I want them to have a great time. I feel, and I put some hints in the book about what music you can play, and there's drinks, and there's desserts, and there's sauces, and there's pastas. But I love to give comfort food to people when they come to my house. And there's a lot of comfort food in the book, like my recipe for meatloaf and meatballs and things like that, you know, that Lucky loves. I mean, she loves to sit down with her family and entertain them. And I wanted the book to be fun, so I had these fabulous illustrations of Lucky, and I had an illustrator draw the illustrations, and then I kind of decided what she would wear, what dress she would wear, what jewelry she would wear, because they're fabulous, those illustrations, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to mention, too, that the cookbook, the Lucky Santangelo cookbook, by the way, is, in a sense, told from Lucky's point of view.
Yes.
Kind of like if you were having guests over to dinner that you wanted to impress and entertain for you, and you asked yourself the question, what would Lucky Santangelo do? Jackie Collins has provided the answer.
Well, I write little scenes between Lucky and Lenny and between Bobby and Max, who are characters in the books, and I came up with these little scenes. So not only do you get a recipe, but you get a little scene between your favorite character and her husband or her kid or whatever, and then you get the music you should play and how you should design your table. And it's unlike any cookbook out there, let me put it that way. It's more like a fun book, but with great recipes.
Right. It's a double read, and I think that anybody, it's a must for any Lucky Santangelo fan.
Oh, yeah.
And a perfect gift, certainly. And leopard print on the inside. I mean, who can go wrong with that?
I know. But very subtle, designed very subtly, because leopard can go over the top. We don't want that. We just want it to look great.
Tasteful, in true Jackie Collins style.
Yes, absolutely.
You considered every detail. We love it. And I think that Pittsburgh, in particular, is going to be very excited about this cookbook. You know, Pittsburgh was just named by Bon Appetit magazine the best new food city in 2014.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember being in Pittsburgh when I was traveling across the country in my married lover's rock star bus.
Yes,
and
yes.
I had a fabulous time there. There's a sandwich that you're particularly famous for, isn't there? Would that be?
The Primanti Brothers sandwich with the coleslaw
exactly
and the French fries.
That's exactly what I had. That's exactly what I had. And I remember it so well. It was so delicious.
And
everybody said, you're going to Pittsburgh, you must have that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because just 2 or 3 weeks ago we had as a guest on the show the managers of the original Primanti Brothers downtown, which, and she's been there for 40 years. Primanti's been there since 1932. And actually,
yeah.
We were on the JackieCollins.com website, and we were looking at photos from your tour here, and we found one of you at Primanti's.
Yes.
With a big smile on your face in front of a sign that said, double meat.
I know.
But
I had such a good time there. It was so much fun. And I would roll up in this huge rock and roll bus, and that was made it even more fun. I should have done a cooking tour with the Lucky Santangelo cookbook bus tour. I must do it again, because it was just a wonderful experience, and to go to all the different cities that I went to. But Pittsburgh was definitely a standout.
Well, if you ever do decide to travel with the cookbook, Pittsburgh would love to have you.
Okay.
And when you're here, call me up. We'll go to all the finest bars, and we will order a Jackie Collins at every single one of them.
I love it. I love it. And we can have a Venus Bellini, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll run the gamut.
We'll
turn the pages of the book and have a ball. It'll be delightful.
We will. Yeah.
Magnificent. Well, Jackie, thank you so, so much for chatting with us and for the call. We're looking forward to the Lucky Santangelo cookbook, available now. It's out wherever books are sold.
Everywhere. And also Confessions of a Wild Child, which is my young adult book, which is Lucky as a Teenager, and how did she become the strong, fabulous woman she is today?
We can find out, indeed. And on Amazon and on Kindle. Do you get into the Kindle now, the digital books?
I do. A lot of people buy my books on Kindle. In fact, Chances, which was the first book about the Santangelos, was out on Kindle this week at a special price, 99 cents. And it was in the top 10 for, like, the whole week. So that was fun, because it's a really old book. But, you know, people are reading Confessions of a Wild Child, and then they want to go on and find out what happened next. So then they go to Chances and read about Gino the Ram and Lucky when she was born and all of that. So it's been really fun. I personally like to have a book in my hand as opposed to reading it on a device.
I agree
but
with
a
you
lot
too.
Of people love devices. So, yeah. You know, I'm happy about that. If they, as long as they're reading, I'm happy.
Yeah, for my taste, leopard print just doesn't translate as well over Kindle as it does in a physical book.
You're so
but, you
right.
know, to each their own. And
they
we thank you for
own,
keeping.
Baby. Yeah, absolutely.
We thank you for keeping Lucky Santangelo with us, even in the kitchen. It's delightful.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome, Jackie. All the best to you.
Look, you too. Bye.
Bye for now.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.